A patient at Little Prince Hospital in the city of Curitiba in Paraná, Brazil, who was 10 years old at the time and was waiting for a heart transplant, managed to fulfill a dream of making a first Holy Communion. The ceremony took place in the hospital chapel, and little Gabriela was moved to receive the consecrated host directly from the hands of a bishop, which gave the little girl more hope and strength. There was no pain or sickness that was going to prevent the little one from receiving her Jesus. The year 2020 has been atypical and has changed the lives of some people a lot. But beyond the pandemic, a piece of news had transformed the lives of Gabriela Homanowski and her mother, Giovanna. Gabriela lives with her parents in Ponta Grossa in Paraná, Brazil. In May of 2020, little Gabriela contracted a virus, and since then, her mother Giovanna began to notice some changes in the daughter's behavior. Gabriela's mood began to change. She started to get a little sad, and her mother thought that maybe this was all because of the pandemic outbreak. I mean, everyone needed to wear a mask, cities on lockdown, and the social distancing for everyone. In addition to being dejected, Gabriela began to have bouts of diarrhea and vomiting. And after 7 days of taking antibiotics prescribed by a gastroenterologist who suspected an infection, the little girl became very ill and was rushed to the hospital. On July the 14th, 2020, after a series of tests, the diagnosis came. It was cardiomyopathy, a disease that causes changes in the heart muscle and prevents the heart from functioning properly. After a few days in the hospital, Gabriela was discharged and returned home. But at the beginning of October, the little girl's condition worsened and she had to return to the hospital, which is when the doctor decided to put her on a waiting list for a heart transplant. Gabriela was then hospitalized at the Little Prince Hospital in Curitiba on October the 5th and was treated by a doctor in charge of the ICU. The little one is sad and confused. The doctors and the hospital staff tried to do everything they could to make the girl stay easier and peaceful. They told her jokes, brought her games and treats. Her room was even decorated with balloons, and they even sent her letters with optimistic messages. The attention is so much that one of the nurses noticed when Gabriela asked her mother to bring her an image of Our Lady of Aparecida, and decided to talk about the devotion with a nun who works in the hospital chapel. The nun then went to talk to Gabriela's mother, who then told the nun that her daughter had done her first year of catechism in 2019 and was the only one who didn't miss a single day of catechism. Knowing this, the nun organized Gabriela's first communion, which took place on a Sunday, October the 25th, 2020, in the hospital chapel. Wearing a white dress, flowers in her hair, and a rosary in her hand, the little girl was moved during the ceremony. The mass was celebrated by a bishop who was moved by the little girl's story and decided to also confirm Gabriela, becoming a confirmation godfather. Prior to the celebration, little Gabriela felt she was very ill, and even the medical team didn't want to let her go down. But when she had put on her beautiful white dress and went down to attend mass, she was a different Gabriela. She was radiant. There was nothing that was going to stop her from getting to live out this special moment. After having fulfilled a dream of wanting to receive our Lord in Holy Communion, the little one was completely changed. This was something that her own mother had noticed. Gabriela was more optimistic and confident. She was a lot happier, with a sparkle in her eye. After that, Gabriela's faith grew even more, and she believes that she will get through this cross to fulfill another dream in life, which is to become a veterinarian to save the lives of animals. However, that dream was cut short. While waiting for a heart transplant, little Gabriela passed away on November the 8th, 2020, at the age of 10. Gabriela Homanowski's story shares a close similarity with that of the young Blessed Imelda Lambertini, who died after having received the Eucharist. Now, what message can we take from these young souls who found a great peace and happiness in Holy Communion? While we are on this earth, we deeply desire the rest which God promises us in the life to come, and we experience a restlessness as we journey towards our heavenly home. Thankfully, in His mercy, our Lord gives us nourishment in the form of the Eucharist. It is in the Holy Mass that we come closest to heaven while still on earth. We should draw the strength and hope from the story of Gabriella's short life and learn from her how to persistently love Jesus in the sacraments, which He gives to us in order to be with us even in this life. Gabriella Homanowski, pray for us.